Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello friends, this is Brother Byron with the Holy Manna radio broadcast. Pray you're having a great day today. Look forward to speaking with you about God's Word again. For the next few days, I am going to play a recording of a sermon that I preached this past year at Highland Baptist Church. And it's talking about the Word of God and the reason that we need to stay diligent in studying God's Word. I've titled the message, Wrongly Dividing the Word of Truth. You'll understand as you listen to this. But I pray that you consider what I have to say. And also, I do want to remind you that if you ever want to contact us or listen to past broadcasts or even donate to the ministry, if you'll go to our website at holymanna.com, and you can do all those things there, and we really appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. So get your Bible ready and listen in as we preach on this message, Wrongly Dividing the Word of Truth.
If you have your copy of God's Word, if you turn to 2 Timothy 2:15, and we're going to read that verse, and then we'll go to 2 Timothy 3:14 and read some verses there. 2 Timothy 2:15. And when you get there, if you're able to stand, let's all stand for the reading of God's Word tonight. 2 Timothy 2:15. And here the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now go to 2 Timothy 3:14. 2 Timothy 3:14. The Bible says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the scripture tonight. Thank you that, Lord, you've revealed these things to us, and God, that they're important to us. And we're praying now that you help us preach for just a few minutes to be able to expound on this text. And Lord, may you just do a mighty work in our hearts with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Our opening text, of course, the old tried and true Apostle Paul. He's the human penman. And being inspired by God, he writes down these words to his young son in the faith, Timothy. Now, we don't hear that Paul has any natural sons. The Bible doesn't mention them. But he does refer to Timothy as his son in the faith. And so he put a lot of stock in Timothy. Good old Timothy. I remember when Paul met Timothy there on his second missionary journey. Old Paul and it was Silas at that time. Paul and Silas. And they were on that second missionary journey, and they meet up with Timothy. And they're around Derbe and Lystra. It's Lystra. It's hard to tell exactly which one that Timothy's from. He's from that area, though. Derbe and Lystra, that's where they were at. And they run into him, and he's half Jew and half Gentile. His parents were mixed. His mom was Jew. His dad was a Greek. And so you can read all about that in Acts 16, verses 1 through 5. But Paul took him on as a missionary partner to go out and share the gospel with this lost and dying world. Now, there are a lot of things mentioned about Timothy that sometimes are not very redeeming qualities. Timothy had a few issues that he had to work through, such as he was timid at times. He lacked self-confidence. He was weak. He had a weak stomach. And so he had a few issues, and Paul mentioned them sometimes, but there's far more said about the godly attributes and the fine Christian character that Timothy had. The things that Timothy had learned growing up as a child in a good home with a good mother and a good grandmother, in fact. Lois and Eunice both helped him and taught him the scriptures. And so he had a good upbringing. I am so glad for parents who give their children a godly upbringing, who make it number one thing on their list to make sure their child is instructed in the ways of God, in the Word of God. It's much more important than everything else in this world. It's more important than an athletic ability. It's more important to than their scholarship ability, while scholarship may have something to do with it. But it's more important than all these things that people put emphasis on today. I see parents today that will keep their child out of church so they can go to ballet practice, to ball games, to different events, sporting events, scholarly events, and lots of different things. Listen, the most important thing for a child is understanding the Word of God and learning it. Learning about Jesus, that's the most important thing in a child's life. Timothy had been trained up from a child. It said in 2 Timothy 3:15, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." Thank God that there was parents there that were looking over Timothy. You see, God had a plan for Timothy. It wasn't just a mistake that he had a mother and a grandmother such as is mentioned in the Bible. God appointed that way. He had Timothy born just the right place to be used at just the right time. And so he has plans. God plans all of our lives, by the way, in case you didn't know it. He has a map laid out for each one of us. And he has privilege to that map, and he knows what he wants us to do. And it's up to us to obey his will and allow him to work through us to do his will. But I mentioned the other day how that I wish that we had spent more time teaching our children Bible verses and scripture than we did nursery rhymes, Mother Goose tales and things like that, Dr. Seuss books, things like that. You know, that's one of the things that they push, you know, for children, because they're so readily available. Everywhere you go, you can get one of these books. Go to the doctor's office, they've got books like that for kids. At schools, they're pushing these for the kids. I wish, though, we'd spent more time letting them learn about Scripture and the things of God than we did those certain things. I certainly wish that I had known these more than the other things. And I can tell you all about Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, and Jack jumped over the candlestick. But as a little boy, I couldn't quote you hardly any Scripture. I could, John 3:16 is the first one I remember memorizing, and I could quote it very well. But as far as Bible verses were concerned, and this is no blemish on my parents or anything, that's just how we were raised. That's how most people were raised in the day that I was brought up in. And we kind of that went over in our family, and we taught them, you know, Mother Goose, Dr. Seuss, Grimm's fairy tales, all these things. But if we'd spend more time with young children, teaching them the things of God, teaching them Scripture, bringing them up memorizing verses, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to get that instilled into your mind while you're young, while your mind absorbs those things like a sponge? And then when you get older, those things are emblazoned on your brain, and you're able to quote Scripture very well. There's a lot of people today that were brought up that way are able to quote Scripture. Just Brother Luke the other night, he just amazed me. I mean, I've heard two or three preachers that can quote Scripture like that, but boy, that was just something. And I envy his ability to be able to do that. I really do. But Timothy had been brought up with the Scriptures, Paul mentions. Now, his father was a Greek, but you know, the Bible does not mention that Timothy was brought up hearing about Zeus and Apollos and Aphrodite and Venus and all these things. It doesn't mention that, but it does mention that he was taught the Scriptures. Both his mother and grandmother played a huge role in his education growing up. They knew the most important thing for him was to know about the Lord. But his education did not stop at childhood. And that's what I'm really trying to talk about tonight. Paul told Timothy to study, to show thyself approved, and he also said to continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. In other words, keep up with what you've already learned. Sometimes when you learn something, if you don't keep up with it, you tend to forget it. And so we need to always keep up with what we've learned. And sometimes there's advances in some of the things you've been taught. There'll be advances in that. You need to understand that and learn that. If you have a job, you're always learning new things, new skills. There'll be a new technology come out that you have to learn. I work in the electronic field and the computer field, and there's always something new coming up. Everything's already outdated. By the time it hits the store shelves, it's already outdated. They're coming up with something new. Intel's got a new chip already coming out when the one on the store shelf just now getting sold. The iPhones and things that you've got in your pocket, a new one is already on its way, you know, and there's another one already in the plans working on that. And so technology continues to develop, and you got to keep up with those things if you want to understand them. Well, it's the same thing when you're studying in the Word of God. You need to keep up with what you've learned. Not that the Word of God is changing at all. It's not. But you need to keep up with what God's Word says and continuously stay in the Scripture to keep those fresh on your mind so that you keep on. That's why the Bible has a lot of repetition. If you find the Word of God, there's a lot of things repeated over and over. We got three different Gospels there, or the Synoptics, we've got those. And all those things have similar things in them. This repetition, we learn by that method. But God had great plans for Timothy, and he needed this training and education as a young child to go on, because he would later pastor churches and, of course, be a missionary partner with Paul and Silas. But notice that why Paul told him to study. Look at it, 2 Timothy 2:15. He said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." That's why he's to be studying, to be approved unto God. Not to show how smart he was, not to be approved unto men, not to be approved unto the world, but to be approved unto God. You see, God desires for us to know him and know him as much as we can. And that's why he gave us this word. What is he going to be studying? He's going to be studying God's word. That's what he's studying. He's not studying other things. He's studying God's word. And so his studying was so that he'd be approved unto God. Of all the things that could possibly be said about a Christian, is that they are approved unto God. Wouldn't that be something? To be approved unto God. Being approved unto God is probably one of the highest honors that could ever be bestowed upon a person. A mere mortal man is being approved unto God. It should be the number one goal of each and every Christian to seek the approval of God. When you're growing up, you're trying to seek the approval of your parents, your friends. When you get a job, you're trying to seek the approval of your boss and the other people you work with. Every day, we're seeking approval from different people. But the number one thing we should be seeking approval for is approval of God. And so I think Timothy has a good thing here that Paul's trying to set forth for him, is to be approved unto God by studying the Scriptures. And sadly, a lot of people assume that after you get saved, that that's really all that you need to do. I got saved, Brother Byron, I'm good to go. And that's it. You know, I'm done. I'm going to sit here on a pew until the Lord comes, and I'm going on to heaven. Well, listen, there's a lot more to the Christian life than just getting saved and expecting to go to heaven. There's a lot more to that. And a lot of people treat salvation like a get-out-of-hell-free card. Everybody play Monopoly? And you get out a jail-free card, you know, when you pick up from the thing. A lot of people treat salvation like a get-out-of-hell-free card. That's all it's for. Well, I'm out of hell, and that's all that matters. I've got the free card, you know. I've got the ticket to heaven. Listen, there's a lot of things that God expects of us. There's a reasonable service the Bible talks about that he expects of us. These things that God wants us to do. And so, may I say to you tonight that if your view of Christ's salvation for you is so weak that all that you think of it is a get-out-of-hell-free card, I got to question what you have. I got to question if you've got the stuff. Listen, getting saved is just the beginning for the Christian. This is the very beginning of it. It all starts there. You get born. We get born again. When something gets born again, what does it do? It starts growing. The Christian, you get born again, you become a new creature in Christ, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to start growing into the things of Christ. How do we do that? We study to show ourselves approved. We study God's Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's a problem for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's why we are to study His Word. But listen, it should be every Christian's desire to please God and to be approved unto Him. Paul told Timothy to be approved unto God and to not be ashamed. If he didn't want to be ashamed, he needed to study. That's what he said. So that you would not needeth not to be ashamed. You must study the Word of God. I don't want to be ashamed. I stand in front of God. And God, look at me. And I sit there and know I've neglected God's Word. I didn't study God's Word. I don't know anything about God's Word. Wouldn't it be awful to stand before the Lord and not have any knowledge at all about what He wrote to you and expected you to read and learn and to meditate upon?
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.